The House Appropriations Committee has made a recommendation to change the allocation from oil taxes, and it isn't what Governor Dalrymple had proposed. The current allocation is 25% of oil tax collections goes back to local governments, 75% goes to the state. Dalrymple and some Western lawmakers proposed a 60-40 split, 60% going back to local governments. But the committee made it a 30-70 plan, with 30% going back to locals. Underwood Republican Representative Jeff Delzer is the committee chairman.
If we're realistic about where we're at, and we have to deal with what our current situation is, and if we're realistic with our current situation, even at 30-70, we're not going to have any money for anything 2 years from now.
Delzer says the anything he's talking about includes the Strategic Investment Fund and the Property Tax Relief Fund. He also told the committee this will likely end up on the House-Senate Conference Committee and will be around till the end of the session. One part of that new formula bill for oil impact aid would make Mandan a hub city in terms of receiving that aid. Mandan would join Williston, Minot, and Dickinson as a hub city. Republican Representative John Nelson of Rugby did not support that.
But I, for the life of me, cannot get my head around how Mandan should be included as a hub city. That just defies logic to me.
But Mandan Republican Representative Jim Schmidt says Mandan has the Tesoro refinery.
We've expanded that refinery. The city has assisted the refinery on water intake, and it is expanding because of that.
That provision was included in the amendments made to the formula bill, and the full House will vote on that in the next couple of days. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.